You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic. Welcome back to another episode on The Mindful Experiment. I'm excited to have you here, have you on, and joining me today as we're going to go into a topic that I was actually discussing with a few clients, and we were talking about this whole thing of duality and how I actually had this wrong years and years ago. And as I started to do more research and understand this principle more, it started to teach me why it only exists in one dimension. And there are different ways that you cannot get out of this aspect of duality and so much more. But before we get into today's topic, check out our show notes. We are releasing our newest program next week, special pricing only for those on the wait list. So we have two rounds of marketing that we're releasing. So next week, Memorial Day to Friday next week, you'll have, if you're on the wait list, you'll be getting emails to sign up for our program. You'll get a steep discount. It's not going to be marketed anywhere else. And then the second is that, because after that Friday, it shuts down. And then we'll be relaunching to the public on that following Monday, which will be the beginning of June. And we are really excited about this. I'm totally excited. The program is going to dive deep. It is, you have two ways to do it. You have a DIY, which is basically an online class, and then we do a group coaching session with them. So you can choose either option, and we will go through how to unlock the greatness. What does that mean? What's the journey? What's the process? And so much more. Just take a look at the show notes. Join our Facebook group down there. So much to join. Like I said, we're going to be doing some changes in where we'll be doing these live very here soon. On there, only there. And we'll be trying to create more of a community. You'll have more access to me there to try to just help elevate any way, shape, or form. Really trying to create a community and really trying to create a movement here, not only through the podcast, but also on that Facebook and much more. So June 3rd, you can check in the show notes. There is no registration yet for it. I don't have a link yet for you guys, but I will update once I do. I will be doing a talk on a Tuesday night, and I'll be diving deep into the element of why your body's your temple. And what does that mean? And how is it that you can take care of the body and you can go deeper into achieve higher levels of consciousness? So it'll be a good talk. Well, let's dive in and let's really get into this concept because it really is something that I have really have honed more into about duality and really understanding where did it all come from. I did a talk last week, 2 weeks ago, and I was talking about how the law of duality only exists when we allow the mind to play a role in our life. And what I meant by that is that when we look at mind is when we personalize things, because we have a personal mind and then we have our ultimate natural state, which is our true pure consciousness. And that's who we really are. It's pure, a pure non-physical state. It's a never ending, eternal being that is interconnected to everything. The all is one and the one is all. And it's those aspects of where, we have in society today, we've split down to so much duality. And don't get me wrong, life is contrast, right? You're going to have these ups and downs and all these other things. You can't learn something. You can't understand hot until you understand cold. You can't understand light until you understand darkness. You know what I mean? And I get that. But what I'm speaking on is the duality aspect of oneself. And that understanding that when we look at, when we let personal mind kick in, right, this all happened. And the Bible, it talked a lot about this. Excuse me. It talked about in the fall of Adam and Eve, right, from the kingdom of God or the Garden of Eden. And a lot of times people really take it for, especially in the West, we take things literally. And you have to, and I always tell people, when it comes to the Bible, you have to understand it's written in symbolism. So when it's more of symbols than it is literal. That's why people from the East don't understand people from the West, because in the West, we write literally what we're saying, right? Like shoe laces, right? That's literally shoe laces. And I may not be doing a good job presenting this in that way, but then you have, you look at in the East, though, when they say things to the West, if you take it literally, you miss the whole thing completely. And so I've read many different works about this, and it's interesting because what made the most sense to me was that when the fall of Adam and Eve coming out of the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eden is your true essence of who you are. It's pure consciousness. And the fall is the allowing or the evolution or the creation of one's personal mind, right? And once you have personal mind, you have duality. And what does that mean? Well, there's good and there's bad, right? You're going to see things good and you're going to see things bad. I will sum up all your traumas in your life very easily. You are pushing away things that seem painful to you based on what you see out in the real world, which is not really real, but we'll go through another conversation on that. Or you are trying to hold on to things that you like. That's it. And that's personal mind. We don't allow in, we don't surrender. And this is my program is going to teach all this stuff and more. But it's the aspect of you're not allowing. You're not allowing for what to be, but instead we're judging it and we're missing the beautiful experience of what this is. I used to teach this as one of my classes I had in my old office in Chicago. As I partnered with somebody, I love partnering with people who are, you know, restaurants. This one lady was just started a whole new restaurant, nice little sandwich shop and coffee. And she was very, I loved her energy. She was all about bringing a community together to farm to table, reasonably ethically sourced or anyhow, sustainably sourced. Very big into that. And I say, hey, I love what you're doing. How about we come together? I can bring a mindfulness piece and you can bring it also, because she was big into it. And we started teaching people how just to eat. Like literally, that was our thing. We just taught people how to eat. And what was cool about that was the experience people had chewing food, just chewing a raisin. This is a whole mindfulness eating practice technique. A lot of people use it. And they were like, they were chewing a raisin. And as we had them go through an experience, it was elevated to beyond their wildest, that they never thought a raisin tasted that good and so much diverse flavor. And then she was, again, she knew flavors and stuff way better than me. So she was like, how about let's try this, and we're going to try this, and I want you to go ahead and start chewing. You're going to notice this, and you're going to notice that, and you're going to notice this, and just keep chewing and enjoying the process. Don't judge it. Just let whatever come. And it was amazing, the experience. And then, of course, I came in and I was like, so how many people here had a different experience than what you normally do when you eat? And that's mindful consciously. You're consciously eating. You're just focusing on eating and nothing else in your being in the moment. So I'm getting kind of a little bit away here from what I want to talk about, but we have to realize that we are always looking. We have a shopping list and we're making sure whatever matches our shopping list, we like. Whatever doesn't match our shopping list, we don't like. And that's duality. That's suffering, as Buddha would say, because we're, you know, all life is all suffering. And when you understand what that really means in one of the Four Noble Truths, it talks about that the suffering aspect is, you know, it's going to come from personal mind. It doesn't, you don't have to suffer. There's a way out of that. Now, I'm not going to say you're not going to have painful moments in life. You're going to, regardless. Life gets more painful as you get older. But in that process, there's a way to see things in different ways when you just be, and to see it from a different perspective, so we can not be in that world of duality. So let's take a little deeper here before I give you some ways of how you can tap and get out of duality, is one tool or two maybe to where you can get out of duality. So one of the things about duality is we look at the heart and mind, right? So there's this whole thing about heart-mind coherence. Now, Dr. Joe Dispenza has come out with his research, and he's been pushing this for quite some time, and the public has taken it on, and he's really been, I'm happy it's getting out there. He's not the only one doing that. There is a ton of people who have been doing this research. I've been using that type of science since 2008, okay? for patients when it comes from a chiropractic perspective. And HeartMath is another one that is the biggest one, in my opinion, the biggest research one. And they have technology you can buy. I think it's like $150, $180. They have these tools where they'll monitor you as you're doing things throughout your day. And they can tell you when you're in a brain-heart coherence, when you're synced together, when there's no divide between the two. And then they'll tell you when you're out of sync, and it helps you teach you to help you understand when you're in coherence. I saw this new tool coming out. It's like it lets you know what your vibe is. And what it is, it's just some technology that will pick up on your heartbeat, but it looks at the tone of the heartbeat itself. And from the tone of it, it can tell when you're in a higher state versus not, when you're in joy, more bliss, and things like that. And I'm like, this is cool. This is consciousness technology we're using to elevate to see where we are and what state we're in, because this is a lot of my coaching. I teach clients all day long how to stay in a certain state and why it's critically important without doing anything else. I want you to just stay in a state and just stay there and stay focusing there. I have a client we've been working on for quite some time, and he is blossoming right now, breaking records in so many ways, and we're not doing anything new. I went down the business route with him for a little bit, and I was just like, I felt my energy, my intuition kept saying, doesn't feel like this is going to work. We need to just get back to the principles again. And so literally, I took a step back, and I went back to my normal principles of what I teach, and state, mind, vibe, vision. And about 2 months later, breaking records. And so it's kind of cool to see how that works. And this is like the third time we're breaking records. So it's one of those things where nothing new, just focusing on state and vibe. No duality, nothing bad, nothing good, just is, right? And if we can get your mind to that place, that's a coherence where you're in a state of acceptance and surrender. And you're understanding then that, hey, this is, it just is. There's nothing bad or good about this. And this is where this stuff is so powerful. If you really start to play around with this, you know, we're living in a world now where people are getting into trauma-induced, you know, therapy and trauma-induced movements, trauma this and trauma that, and I'm all for it. And I think I've said this before on the podcast. I'm not against those things at all. I'm not trying to take away from them. I'm not trying to do anything from that. But the philosophy the more of the science behind everything is this: you can never escape something that you're giving attention to, right? So if you're saying, I have traumas, I'm going to go do this, this, and this because I want to heal that trauma, right? Well, you're focusing on that you have something that has inside you that is broken, or you've been scarred or something along that nature that you want to heal. Okay. And you're putting your focus there. It's like someone who says, oh my God, I got some horrible disease now, or I had some bad diagnosis. And, right. Notice the words I'm using: horrible, bad. Those are duality. So it's state of mind. And so then all of a sudden you're like, I have this. I want to be healthy. I want to see myself healthy. I'm going to do the visualizations. I want to be healthy. Why? Fear is driving you. You're in a state of duality. You saw the darkness. You want to hold on to that light, grab that light as much as you possibly can. I'm not saying nothing out there does work, but I from just the science, it's all I'm coming from. I mean, I've done a lot of trauma work myself, but from the science, I can tell you that it's sticking to that vibe and saying, okay, how do I want to feel? How do I want to be? What do I want to experience? Right? What is it that truly matters to me? And you may not have answers to that stuff. And that's okay. We're not trying to solve everything in one day or 1 second. It's going to take some time sometimes. And sometimes you have to go down a path. And then you go, I'm learning more of what I don't want. Good. The more you go through that, the better you'll finally eventually find what you do want. It's the same thing like in business. The more you fail or you have challenges along the way, the more it's going to show you to get you closer to the success that you desire. So when you're looking at that, what is it that you truly want to experience? What's the story you want to create for yourself? Right? We all have traumas. We've all have them, right? A trauma, and we had someone on the podcast who explained it so beautifully, and I know I'm butchering this. I have to go listen to that podcast again to remember exactly how she said it. It was just, I loved it. And it was saying that it's something that we experience in our life that we were not evolved or consciously evolved or be able or have the tools to adapt to. And I was like, wow, that is powerful. Because, and the reason why I liked it so much too is because it related to chiropractic. Because we have something called a subluxation. I won't get too much into this, but subluxation is just a miscommunication between an interference between the brain and the body. It's technically less light or light that you can express upon the world. Technically, it's less consciousness that you are expressing. Okay. And so when you have too much stress, more than what your body can handle, that's what's created. You can call that a trauma to the nervous system. So, but when you're looking at this, you want to change the story. What is it that you want to create? I mean, you're a creator. Create the story that you desire and just focus there and nothing else. Ignore everything else. You know, it's one time where I was listening to Tony Robbins and he was saying, like, focus on the grass. Just focus on the grass. He's like, I'm not saying to ignore the weeds, but just focus on the grass. The older I get, I'm starting to understand, no, ignore the weeds. Focus on the grass. And the reason why is because your attention, wherever attention goes, energy is going to flow. Whatever energy flows, manifestation is going to grow. I've been saying this for over 8 years now. And so it's that concept of your attention has to be on what you truly desire. And just focus there and nothing else. And you will see. This is why, and I'm going to show you how powerful this is, because I was talking to someone about healing. And when I was going through energy healing techniques and seminars, they always said doctors are not the greatest healers when it comes to energy healing. And I was like, that's interesting. And the doctor was a chiropractor also teaching this. And he was like, I was like, so how's that so? And he goes, because you have a mind that interferes with the process. And I was like, okay, I get what you're saying here, right? It's just like mind in our life interferes with the beauty of what we want to experience or what we're going to experience. It interferes and it puts us in a state of duality. It's because we have training, we understand how the body works, we understand physiology. So then we put it in the parameters of that lens, thinking it's just that, and we ignore all the other things we don't know of what can be. So I love being a chiropractor because I don't know 99% of what's going on. Now, I can explain things very thoroughly and very in-depth, but what I mean by that is one adjustment, I don't know all the shifts that are happening. I do know it helps, and I do know that it helps the body adapt better to one's environment. I know it raises an individual's consciousness level, even if it's just microns of an increase in that. That I do know. And that's all I need to know. I don't need to know anything else because I know if I keep doing what I'm doing and we keep doing that, you're going to not only feel better in every aspect, your body's going to feel better. You're going to have better mood. You're going to be more uplifted. You're going to see perspective shifts. You won't get so much stuck in one way. You won't let fear and anxiety take over as much. It's pretty cool what I've seen in my career so far of all these kind of things. And so when we're looking at that, so this aspect then of duality and whatnot, this is where we start to notice, I said earlier, when we label something a horrible or bad, right? So when you're declaring what it is you choose for a story, a mental image of yourself, what you just want to experience, and you just focus there, there is no duality. There's no good or bad, unless you say it, and then you get put back in. And that's how you know your mind's coming back. See, when you're in a brain-heart coherence, there is no good, bad. It's just declaring what you want to choose, right? Because at the end of the day, this good, bad, the labels we put on things, that's personal mind. That's living with personal mind. And if you start to understand this, if you start to really grasp this, you'll start to see how much many of us, not most 99% of us, are living, letting personal mind dictate things. Even myself included, I have to catch myself. Like I'll look at certain experiences and I go, I'm not doing as well as I like to be here. Well, that's personal mind, right? It's not accepting. And this is a lot of more surrender and accepting the process because at the end of the day, you are where you need to be. You're not here to judge. You're here to have an experience. That's the essence of why you came here, right? It doesn't matter what religion you are. This is not, you know, spiritual. Whatever. You were somewhere before you came here. And you will be somewhere after you transition. That's just a scientific fact. Now, there's been stories put on that, and you know, many different religions have their own opinions on things. But I don't get into that. This is quantum physics stuff. This is stuff that they've seen and they know, right? The law of perpetual transformation of perpetual energy. It states that no energy can be created or destroyed. It just changes forms. And it does this for perpetuality. Perpetuity? Anyhow, however you say that word. Infinity, in other words. Never stops. So you were in some form before you came here, or you became, were in this body, or you were, your body's actually in your energy field. Or then you came here, and then when you leave, you're going to go into another form, and you'll do that for infinity. That's just one of the laws. And so it's understanding. Now they just found out that actually your essence of who you are, soul, is actually in multiple places at once. They're actually understanding this now. It's quantum superposition and quantum entanglement and a few other things. So this is not like, I'm not speaking woo-woo stuff. This is scientific stuff. And it's cool to see how science is catching up. It's very cool to see. I just saw an article talking about how they're finally starting to understand that sacred geometry is what creates a lot of different things in this world, the physical world. It creates everything in the physical world. And they were looking at how it affects, how it created the human body, human energy field, and all these different things. And I'm like, oh, we're going to really open up the doors now. I'm loving it. So again, not religious, not spiritual. This is science stuff that I'm just trying to share. And so when you're in this brain-heart connection, you are going back to the higher states of what you naturally are, which is your consciousness, pure consciousness, no judgment, appreciating what is. And when you can come from that place, it's a game changer. You know, in Buddhism, I think they call it just tree. And just tree is, and I'll leave you with this story before we wrap up, is there was a story about a student and a teacher. And the student was walking by this oak tree, and it just stood there with no thought, no mind, just tree. And it saw the tree for what it is. And in the state, it had experienced enlightenment. So afterwards, it goes to the teacher, and the teacher goes to the teacher and says, "Teacher, I walked by this tree, the oak tree, and I just stood there and appreciated the tree. And I understood what enlightenment is. I experienced enlightenment." And the teacher's like, "You experienced enlightenment from a tree that's been there for 100 years, and you experienced enlightenment. You've passed that tree probably 100+ times, and you experienced enlightenment through that." And the student sat there, and I know it sounds weird. He goes, "But for the first time, I looked at that tree and just appreciated that tree for what it is. Not the tree when I was a kid or the tree that I fell off or XYZ. I appreciate it just for what it is. And I felt this inter-deep connection to all." And I hope you got the moment point of that story, because at the end, he shares it. How many things in our life are we putting all these filters that we have on, right? All this conditioning, and we're projecting that onto every experience of our life. And then we wonder why we're not getting the full in-depth experience of what we want or experience, the full richness of what life has. And this is where we have to peel back those layers. And we have to really start to understand that we are projecting filters and layers upon on everything that we experience. That's what the mind's doing. And that's the personal mind. And that's how we have disconnected from the Garden of Eden. That's how we have disconnected from our true essence, our true consciousness. And when we can come back to being conscious, it just is. It's massively powerful. And it changes every experience. Just like the mindful eating that we talked about. You had a raisin. Oh, I know what a raisin is. I'm going to chew it. I know what this is. Okay, you lost the whole experience. But what we did with people with a raisin is we got them conscious for a short period of time. And that experience that they had in their mouth was more joyous than they ever experienced before. And if we can start to slow down and start to be more conscious and see things just as, imagine if we did that in our relationship with our partner or spouse. Just saw them for the beauty of who they are. Just is. No judgment. Man, there won't be no relationship issues. Imagine if we saw that with our kids. Just is. No judgment. Be a game changer. And I can go on and on and on with this. your career, your business, and all these other things. It creates more fulfillment in life. And it raises your consciousness level, and you take in more, and your experiences get so much deeper. And so that's the power behind this kind of work. Now, I said I was going to share at least one or two tools. What I have learned is the breath is the easiest. And you can just take some nice deep breaths. And just sometimes I'll say, just take a deep breath in as deep as you can through your nose, and then breathe out through your mouth. And you do this over and over until you feel a stillness and peace in you. And that's when you have, as Joe Dispenza may say, coherence. Or this is where the brain and body are connected. This is when you are at your higher level. And when you can just stay in that place, your acceptance to beauty and what is and what shows up is vastly different. And it's a game changer for you and your life. And I can promise you, if you just do that one thing, that's all I'm asking. Just take deep breaths and just focus on something and just see what comes through that. And it may not get nothing in the beginning, but when you keep doing this, you will. And I know it'll change your life as much as it'll change mine. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you, if you liked what I'm talking about, join the wait list before Memorial Day, because we'll be marketing and sharing our deep discount to this program. We're going to be teaching these things and so much more. How to really attract, how to accept, how to surrender, how to manifest, how to do all the things. It's unlocking who you are and really expressing that to the world. And I'm looking forward to having you there if you choose to. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. We are going to be, like I said, we're coming up with interviews soon and so many more things coming through the Mindful Experience. And I'm hoping that you continue to join our movement. And, you know, if you like it, you really enjoyed the podcast, please share a review. It helps us. Thank you so much. As always, this is Dr. Vic. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.